Hyde writes the history because he has the opportunity to do so, I suppose, most obviously. And that's because of the collapse of the Royalist cause. After the Battle of Naseby, it becomes clear that the Royalists are pretty much beaten. Hyde is one of a group of Royalist grandees who are sent into the west of England with Charles I's son, Prince Charles, the future Charles II, to try to salvage something of the Royalist war effort there. But as time goes on, the Parliamentarian armies push further down into the west. Hyde and his colleagues get pushed really towards right into Cornwall, and eventually it's too difficult to stay there. The messages from the king saying, "Save the Prince of Wales, get him out of the country," become very, very urgent indeed, and they decide that they really have to go. They scarper by boat to the Scilly Isles, hotly pursued by the Parliamentarian forces. They just get to the Scilly Isles in April 1646. And there, fortunately, a Parliamentarian fleet which is sent to try and winkle them out is scattered by a storm, so they're safe there. But they decide that they're not really safe enough, so shortly afterwards they move to Jersey. There's a huge debate within that little group of exiles of what to do next. Some of them want to go to France, want to ally with France, want French troops to help Charles I to win his throne back. Hyde is deeply, deeply opposed to that. He thinks it's a betrayal of all that he and his colleagues have been fighting for. There's a big council meeting which takes place at which Hyde loses, and the Prince Charles makes his own mind up that he wants to go to France. Hyde refuses to go with him and stays on Jersey, and has what over the next couple of years is what he acknowledges later was really one of the happiest times of his life, where he's in seclusion, nobody but disturbs him, and he sits down to read, and most importantly for us, to write his history.